Kurt Flood plays baseball for the St. Louis Cardinals, and he's going to talk about that a little later with Joe Garagiola. Meantime, Dr. Brothers will talk about people who think they're one thing and really are another. For example, the oaf who thinks he's a Lothario. So you ready for this song? It's If You Could Only Be Me by the Cousins. Dr. Joyce Brothers, who is brought to you by Greyhound Van Lines, Nationwide Movers. It's easier than you think when you leave the moving to us, Dr. Brothers.
What would you look like if you could see yourself as others see you? More about this right after this word from Greyhound Van Lines.
Tell your wife you're moving to a new city to take a better job, and chances are she'll ask for a new dress. Dr. Joyce Brothers describes it as a natural phenomenon, connected with a relationship between mobility and fashion. Greyhound Van Lines has been moving people on the way up for years. They're known for their care, their skill, experience, but never suspected their connection with the world of fashion. More about Greyhound Van Lines and the new dress syndrome in just a few minutes. Once again, Dr. Brothers.
Do you really know yourself? Chances are you don't, according to recent research on people's opinions of themselves. These often bear little resemblance to the impressions others have of them, or even to their own accomplishments and failures. You've noticed it often, no doubt, among your friends and acquaintances. There's the homely woman, who thinks she's beautiful, despite the evidence presented by her mirror. There's the big shot, dressed in rags, and the self-styled Romeo, who can't get a girl to give him the time of day. There's also the attractive woman, who's convinced she can't attract men, and the intelligent male, who thinks he's too stupid to hold a job. How did they get this way? It happened in the first years of their lives, the researchers have found. The opinion of himself that a child begins to form then is a product of his mother's character. If she is cold and unloving, he begins to consider himself unlovable. If she is impatient, he may decide that he is clumsy and slow. If she is adoring, no matter what his faults, he'll believe that he can do no wrong. Daddy and the other children have something to do with the baby's initial picture of himself, too. But their ideas of him are usually influenced by the mother, who thinks she knows him best. If mother keeps saying, "Isn't he smart?" the rest of the family will search for signs of the baby's intelligence. If, on the other hand, she insists that she's never seen such a clumsy child, father and siblings will reinforce this opinion with observations of their own. To the trained eye, the baby's first actions and words reflect his family's picture of him, which he's incorporated as his own. The child who performs awkwardly and doesn't try to improve often refers to himself as stupid or dumb. A child who may not be any brighter, but who's been taught to think he is, may strive mightily to master every task so that his family will applaud approvingly when he calls himself smart. "When I became a man, I put away childish things," the Bible says. But many people never do put away their first impressions of themselves, which may not fit them at all, since they are, more truly, reflections of the characters of their mothers. This is Dr. Joyce Brothers for Monitor. Now a word about the psychology of moving for Greyhound van lines. If you're planning a move to another city in connection with taking a better job, don't be surprised if your wife wants a new dress to go with the new address. Many psychologists today believe there's a direct relationship between fashion and mobility. Where groups are isolated and don't move, fashion change as we know it simply doesn't exist. If you're a smart husband on the way up, take it in your stride. You might write out a check for that new dress today.
Then call Greyhound Van Lines. Your wife can wear the new dress while watching them carefully pack her precious things. Continue to watch as they load them into special vans equipped with air suspension. Greyhound Van Lines is unusually well equipped to handle long-distance moves. They should be. They're backed by over 50 years of Greyhound experience on the highway. So don't be surprised if your wife wants to go out the same day you move. It's possible with Greyhound Van Lines. You move with confidence when you leave the moving to us. Listen again next weekend when dependable Greyhound Van Lines brings you Dr. Joyce Brothers.
Stay right here on the NBC.
Where you're on the Monitor Beacon. Well, we hear that the big attraction in London these days is a 120-foot yacht anchored in the Thames River near the Tower of London. You got to listen to this. It's been chartered by Richard Burton and Elizabeth Taylor to keep their four dogs from being quarantined in a kennel for 6 months, which is British law on importing dogs. Anyway, it's been reported the yacht is costing the Burtons $2,400 a week. Arf! Tour guides on the boat sailing up the Thames are advertising that the Burton yacht is included in the 60-cent ride. And the other day, one of the guides said to his audience, "On your left is Cleopatra's barge." This is the latest by Ella.
I taught him everything he knows. And then what did he do? He turned to someone and taught her everything he knew. The way to cover toes and kiss so tenderly. The words to say, the things to do. I taught him love so. that he'd be true to me. But that's the way it goes. She ought to thank me, 'cause I taught him everything he knows. Everything he knows. Thought that he'd be true to me, but that's the way it goes. She ought to thank me, 'cause I taught him everything he
troubles away. Hi-ho, hey-hey, to Wrigley Spearman come. Work goes faster, smoother too. Life seems brighter when you chew. Hi-ho, hey-hey, to Wrigley Spearman come. Get some soon.
Sergio Mendes and Company at 21 minutes past the hour. Their latest, Look Around.
All the secrets of the skies in the drop of rain. Look around, just look around. All the silver and supplies. Childhood when you're free, when you look around, you just look around.
Black clouds of birds flying through the air. Black happy leaves going to the fair. It's all there. It's all there.
Look around, look around, look around, look around.
Monitor Sports with Joe Garagiola, brought to you by the Associates Finance Company.
The would-be ball player and the would-be artist both need help. I'll be talking about that with a man who knows after this from the Associates. You know, different sports owe their success to different attractions for the fans. Take hockey as an example. Hockey's a sport that delivers plenty of fast action. That's one reason why the fans like it so much. Of course, there are a lot of people who want a different kind of fast action, like fast service on a loan when they're short of money. For those people, I always recommend my friends, the Associates. You know, the nice people with money to loan you. If you ever find yourself skating on thin ice financially, chances are the Associates can loan you money for any good purpose. And they're set up to give you quick, convenient service. They know your money problems need to be solved right now, not a week from now. And that's why I say, if you need money, look in the yellow pages for the Associates Finance Company office near you. Associates, nice people with money to loan you. Already established as an outstanding baseball player and also making a name for himself as an artist, Curt Flood of the St. Louis Cardinals is an interesting story. Not long ago, we had a chance to talk about the background of that story.
You really didn't come from a neighborhood where your father let you go boating on Saturday mornings and your mother played the stereo set for you?
No, no, that's true. That's true, but very fortunately, I had excellent people in school that took an interest in me and helped me. You know, we came from a part of Oakland that was practically blighted, and there was a great deal of juvenile delinquency there, and I think we might have had some of the finest instructors in the entire school system right there in Oakland, California, even as far as athletics are concerned, especially as a matter of fact. But I also had an art instructor who did everything possible for me. He bought paints for me. He'd sit down after school with me and say, "Well, Kurt, this is how it's done. You have the talent, and all you need is to devote some time to it." And there you are. It's the people that helped me, Joe, I think.
Do you think you would have been a dropout had you not met up with men like this?
Possibly, Joe, but I think, personally, I'm too ambitious to allow that to happen to me. I want to do things with my life. I want to make something. I want to be a success. I think that if I had to sit down with a book or a baseball bat or a piece of canvas and a brush and do it all myself, I think that somewhere along the line I would have made it anyway, but they made it certainly easier for me.
Well, you never really had it easy. As we all know, Jackie Robinson broke the color line. You benefited by that. You're not big as far as size, and yet you're a 335 hitter. Did you ever feel like you were discriminated against either by your race or your size?
Well, yes, and to some degree, but not so much as far as my race is concerned, but my physical stature. First of all, they told me that I'd never make it. In high school, they said, "You're too small." Mm-hmm. There are maybe 10 or 12 scouts that talked to me just as I graduated from high school, and they said, "Well, he'll just never make it. If he's going to play in the outfield, he's going to have to hit 35, 40 home runs, and he's just not going to make it." And so someplace in the back of my mind, I guess I did feel a little discriminated against. Mm-hmm. And maybe this helped me. It might have said, "Well, we're really going to show them."
And that was a guy who really did show him. Curt Flood of the St. Louis Cardinals. And this is Joe Garagiola for Monitor Sports.
Joe Garagiola, in case we need to remind anybody, is a Monitor regular. Weekdays, of course. His Sterling Sports Show is on every day on NBC Radio.
Thank you.
Cat Williams, the chap from England, you know, and his orchestra, a tune called Laya Ladaya. H. Morgan at the Big M in Dubuque, Iowa. Our NBC station is KDTH. Back with you coast to coast after a break for all of our stations.
Hi, this is Bill Cullen, emphasis time off. Join me weekdays on NBC Radio.
We still have more to bring you. Just wait and see.
More news, more songs to sing you. More comedy on NBC.
Our monitor guest in about 3 minutes, Bosley Crowther, who was the film critic of the New York Times for 27 years and still writes for the Times. Somebody once asked Mr. Crowther about the film version of a sexy bestseller. To the question, how did they make a movie out of that? Mr. Crowther replied, they didn't. The Flying Cow's Hills.
See how the fluffy clouds move.
Indigestion bothers me when I eat too well.
Haven't you heard about Digel?
Digel?
You see, when you get indigestion, you may have double trouble. Excess acid and heartburn. Now, plain acids neutralize excess acid, but they have no direct effect on heartburn. Gas. Digel relieves both.
Well, what's in Digel?
Well, first, Digel contains simethicone, an extra ingredient that helps relieve heartburn. Gas. That too-full feeling. Second, Digel's modern antacids neutralize excess acid easily, so you feel better fast. To get double action relief of indigestion's double trouble, get Digel. Works as no plain antacid can.
When you get a minor kitchen burn, stop the pain with Solarcaine. More effective than ordinary first aids that have no pain-killing ingredients. Solarcaine contains benzocaine, medication used by doctors. Cools, soothes, aids healing. Stop skin pain with Solarcaine. Spray, lotion, or cream.
During the long period that Bosley Crowther was the New York Times film critic, he averaged reviewing about 200 movies a year. There were pro and con opinions of his reviews, of course, but they were always regarded with respect. Mr. Crowther's officially retired from the Times, but his byline appears occasionally, and he has a new book out entitled The Great Films, 50 Golden Years of Motion Pictures. He talked about that and other things with reporter Betty Grobley.
You have some anecdotes in here, Bosley, that I'd like you to tell us right now. Let's start with On the Waterfront.
Well, I tell a very interesting story, which very few people know, of the casting of that great film On the Waterfront, Betty. But do you know that Marlon Brando almost did not get that role? It was originally intended for, I'll bet you can't guess who. It was originally, and this man was actually signed to play it, Frank Sinatra.
What in the world happened?
What happened was simply that Elia Kazan, the director, found after they had already signed Frank Sinatra that he could get Marlon Brando to play it, so he did, and they dumped Sinatra, and I don't think Sinatra has ever forgiven Kazan or the producer Sam Spiegel. I think another interesting story somewhere along this line is this matter of who played the role of the private detective in the Maltese Falcon. Of course, everybody knows now that it was played by the great cult hero of today, Humphrey Bogart. And yet Bogart almost didn't get that role because it had been originally intended, and the man they wanted to get for it originally was George Raft. And Raft turned it down because he thought the character was a little too sissy, a little too effete. Isn't that funny?
Bosley, you've been a film critic for 27 years. How do you view the situation now? I think I heard you say that you think there is too much sex and too much violence.
I think there is too much sex and violence right at the present time because I think our filmmakers are trying to find any subjects and treat of any material that will excite the public at the moment. And it has been demonstrated, there's a good deal of popularity in these areas. Popularity, attention for violence and for sexuality. But, of course, like everything, I think that they will be overdone. I think that just to excite people with violence or with sex is and raw and crude and without quality is like feeding somebody too much exciting food or giving them too
or
much intoxication, yes, of anything. And it does sort of drug the nerves or indeed intoxicate the whole personality.
You think there'll be a renaissance then of going back?
But I think there will be, yes. I think the pendulum will swing, as it always does. And I think...
It always does, you say?
I think it always does, yes. I think we have cycles of all of these characteristics or elements of entertainment. I think we'll get back to an era of romanticism in a few years, perhaps. I think we'll be much more romantic than we are today, because I think this is a form of escape, and certainly there has never been a time when people need to escape more.
Bosley, very quickly, you've been with the New York Times for 27 years. You just retired. What are you going to do?
Well, I'm going to continue with the New York Times, writing for the New York Times about films, not daily reviewing, and I expect also to do more writing of books. I've got another book going already on films. I've got one or two pieces of creative writing up my sleeve that I've been wanting to get to for some time. And I'm also going to do a lot of more sailing than I've been able to do. I love to sail, and I've got a wonderful boat, and I'm going to do a lot of that.
And you can sail through this book. It's called The Great Films, 50 Golden Years of Motion Pictures by Bosley Crowther. This is Betty Grobley for Monitor.
Music from Broadway, The Happy Time, Robert Goulet.
Remember a Christmas morning long ago, the frosted glass, the dancing snow, the happy time. Remember the painted horse, the carousel, the chocolate kiss, the caramel, the happy time. Remember a pale pink sky, your first Easter hat. And if you should ask me why, the reason I ask you this is that I want to remember you remembering the happy time. Remember the day you found a dollar bill, a rose. cascading down the hill, a happy time. Remember the compliments you once received, the lie you told, they all believed, a happy time. Remember your first school play, the sound of applause.
I just decided this day in history is my least favorite day. Do you know that today, in 1913, the 16th Amendment to the Constitution went into effect? It empowered Congress to levy income taxes. Well, listen, the whole thing started in 76 when our revolutionary forefathers insisted we were perfectly capable of taxing ourselves. Oh, did we learn it good how to do that? Happy deductions, everyone. On the Monitor Beacon.